Well, this is our final regular season Rocket podcast, and Crittenden County is coming off of a victory, 30-14 at Fulton. And Coach Starnes, it's been a while since we felt this good after a football game.
Yeah, I mean, we're excited about it. We got our fourth win of the year. It's one better than we've had the last 3 years, and the seniors are even talking about it that after the ball game that they got number four in their senior year, and you know that just goes to show the excitement level that kids have when you can win four games and be excited about mm-hmm. it. But you know, it was exciting. It was one that we needed, and we ended the regular season at 4-6, and felt like that we probably had a chance at maybe a couple more and played if we'd have played a little bit better, but. It is what it is, and we got our number four, and that's what we had to have, and that's what we were looking for coming into this week as well.
And knew it was going to be a tough season, our last in Class 2A, knew it was a tough schedule, and in those circumstances, you look for little victories, and the fourth win this year after three wins the last three, that's a little victory.
Well, it's a little victory, and what we talked to the kids about this past week was leading up to the game was sending a message to Fulton City because we're going into that district, and that's what we wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And, I think we did that, but I don't think we sent the message exactly firm enough is what I wanted to, or what we could have, and, that was frustrating to us in the first half.
A lot of fumbles. We had, in fact, there's some record recovery. Recoveries this week because Fulton was fumbling the ball too. Had five fumbles in the first half and four of them in the red zone.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Those four scores, I think it could have sent the message early on, and we could have put the game away early. And that's what I wanted to do. But we did. I felt play physical. I thought we played hard. I thought we played with more aggression and emotion than I've seen us play in a long time. The problem was that we weren't holding on to football and taking care of it. But I felt like we got after them. I thought defensively, there's some great athletes on that field, and their quarterback. First time we played him threw the ball for 350 yards, and I thought that our coaching staff and Jeremy Wheeler, defensive coordinator, and Sean Thompson, secondary coach, and I thought that they had a good game plan, and I thought they executed it real well.
Of course, we outscored them. We shut them out in the second half and won the game going away, and that's a big win to be able to do that and maybe accomplish some of what you say you set out to do. Let's talk about some of these performances. This really stellar performances on defense held Fulton to 70 yards of offense in the game, and I know Adam Beavers and Travis McKinney and a lot of others had big games, but mention this real quick. Travis McKinney had a fumble recovery there to finish off the scoring and went 33 yards for a touchdown. First time in over 3 years our defense has scored a touchdown.
And yeah, which is good. It generated some excitement, and I don't necessarily know it was a fumble recovery as much as he took the ball away from him, and the quarterback didn't catch him. He was chasing him, didn't catch him. So, that was good to see for Travis, and, he's been a workhorse all year. His motor goes all the time, and that's what you want to see out of players. And he had a big game. I mean, he had three tackles for losses, he had three sacks, he had three caused fumbles, and then he had the fumble recovery for a touchdown. So, he had a stellar game, and because of that, I mean, he's defensive player of the game. And Adam Beavers had a good game. He was in on six solo tackles, had seven assists. He also had three tackles for loss. He had two sacks. He had one caused fumble.
Yeah.
He had a big game.
He's just a freshman.
Yeah. And it's good. And he had a big hit out there. And that was exciting to see that he's coming along and playing.
And that's a tough position for any underclassman to play defensive end.
There's a lot. I mean, it's easier to play inside at tackle than it is to play defensive end because your responsibility changes quite a bit, and he has a lot more responsibility than just turning it loose. So,
but he is very very intelligent.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, he's very good. So we're excited about Adam, and he received Lineman of the Week honors for that, and just did an outstanding job. But I'm gonna tell you another one, Seth Birdwell. Seth Burwell received the second Hitman Award this year, and it's when Noah faked the punt, took off and ran, which I thought changed the game as well, and I thought was a great job by Noah. And Seth came back and got a Hitman Award and really did a good job peeling back and hitting a guy. But, I thought Travis Fitzgerald played well. We also had, Lane Wallace, who had four solos, and Ethan had four solos. Dylan Hollis continues to play well, and, he got hurt, and we hope that everything's okay with him, and he has another concussion, and, he's going to be out, but we hope everything's okay with him and he can come back to us.
Yeah, Dylan's he's just had a really rough career with injuries, and we hope this one isn't one that
I hate it for him, because he loves the game, though. We had put him at a tailback because he was running the ball hard. Mm-hmm. So we put him in there, and then we put Mason Myers in to run the ball, and he was running the ball hard, and Lane is our running back, and it just seemed like something wasn't right with him, and he wasn't running as hard. And I asked him about it the game, and he said something about his head was hurting him, or headache, or something like that. So there was something going on with him, and that's the reason why. And I think the first time we played him, I think Lane was the one that carried the load most of the time and got most of the yardage. So it was good to see that we have others step up, and Dylan Hollis and Mason Myers, and I thought Cass Diller played an excellent game. I thought it's with the other guys. We had a lot of the fumbles, and it was because that they were trying to get extra yardage, and they were trying to get all they can get, and therefore fumble the football. And they just have to understand that you get what you can get, protect the football, and then get down and play another down. But I thought Nick played an excellent game. We were running him quite a bit as well, because he's a hard runner, and then he throws the ball well. So Nick Castillo was our offensive player of the game, and I thought he had a good game.
You mentioned Noah. Noah's got, of course, we've got at least one more game left in the season, but Noah has moved himself up this year on a career receptions list, and he's fifth all time with 50 receptions. And also this year, a single season, his statistics, 32 catches this year, and that's sixth on the all-time list. So, it's up there, some pretty good company. TK Guest, Chad Perriman, Bobby Knox, Jared Champion, those guys who really catch a ball, and Noah's right there with him.
Yeah, and Noah also, he had two fake punts that I thought was big in the ball game, and one he ran it, one he threw it.
Sure whenever you on fourth down, when you line up in that formation and about 25, well, maybe even 50% of the time you're running and throwing out of it, I'm not sure it's a fake punt anymore.
Yeah, well, I mean, we just, we look and see if they're going to give it to us. If they do, and that's what we say to our punters, and if it's there, take it.
Yeah.
I mean, if they think they can get the first down, it's automatic, and they do it, and that's what happened. It wasn't a fake. It's just that it was there.
It's there, yeah.
And Nick Castillo did a great job of securing the edge,
mm-hmm.
Meaning that when he comes across the block, then he's supposed to secure it, just because we know that at any time we can run the football. So, because of that, Noah was the special teams player of the week. Yeah. And, he does. He the reason why we moved Noah out there was because we knew we could throw the ball to him. We knew that he could play quarterback, very capable of playing quarterback, could throw the football. But we also knew that we had somebody that could throw it, and we knew that we wanted to throw it to him. And because of his athleticism, and it showed. I mean, he's had a great senior year, and like you said, he's moved up to what, sixth all time,
fifth
all time. Yeah. So I mean, that it says a lot for him, and I'm glad to see that and proud of him.
Actually, you know what? I'm looking at this. He's tied now for fourth with Dennis Hodge. Yeah, he's not fifth. He's tied for fourth. Yeah, I'm looking at the statistics right here. So you got TK's the all time leading receiver. Chad Perriman is second. Then Cale Malcolm, and tied at fourth is Dennis Hodge and Noah Dickerson.
Yeah. Well, maybe hate it for Dennis, but maybe we can get Noah another catch get him up to four. So
I'm sure Dennis would be tickled to death to see him pass.
So he needs two to move up to third, huh? To be third.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, he's one that we know we can throw it to, and so we're going to have to throw it to him this week in order to have success as well. So,
and they got a tough game coming up this week at Owensboro Catholic in the playoffs, and we will talk at length about that one later on this week. Until then, Coach Stearns, good luck getting ready for your first playoff game of the year.
All right, buddy, appreciate it. Thank you.